Wake up fresh
daily.
Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
I've been across the Chinese newspapers and news websites.
Mm, you're a continental type of guy.
I am. Thank you. I've been learning to speak Chinese, learning to speak Mandarin more specifically over the weekend, learning stuff like this. I'm not quite confident enough to say this on air to you myself, so yeah. I'll let the computer say,
你闻起来像片片.
Which soon I will be able to say myself with confidence and respect.
Yes.
You smell like poop.
Right.
And other fun things.
Is that directed at me? Because
yes, 100%. Yeah, that was, I wanted to be able to.
Know I have a thing about smelling and people like, that's why I spritz like all the time. Do I smell?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to be able to tell you in Mandarin by Monday, so I've not met my goal.
Okay.
That's fine. You know, I'm working on myself.
Yeah.
So are these guys in China, a volunteer outfit.
Mm-hmm.
They've done something to deal with a huge problem that is facing residents in the central Chinese village of Zhong County, which is close to the southwestern city of Chongqing.
Okay.
I just had a go.
Yeah.
I hope that's okay, everybody. They're an emergency rescue volunteer group called Blue Sky Rescue. They've helped locals raise more than $16,200 to find a way to deal with their wasp problem. So there's a... essentially a plague of wasps.
Oh, my God.
In this region, over 100 wasp nests. So about 115-ish wasp nests. They're just setting up all over the place.
That's terrifying.
People are getting stung, but people are, dying because they're quite remote, so there's not a lot of medical assistance.
Yeah, and wasps just keep on stinging too.
Yeah, that's right. And so sometimes they'll attack as a pack. Well, these ones do anyway. So, yeah. You know, it's like a... yeah, they just all like 12, dozens of them at a time. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, we need to sort this out. We need to get rid of these wasps. Here's what they've done, and I'm going to put this into the category of this is so awesome. This is probably the sickest thing I've seen.
Yeah.
This week. I know it's early on a Monday, but this is amazing, right? And I'm going to show you the picture. It's like something out of Star Wars. Right, what they've done is they've spent this $16,200 on a six-rotor drone.
Yeah.
Right. And then they fitted it with a petrol tank and an arm-length nozzle and turned it into a flamethrower.
Oh, my God.
And they are flying this drone around, getting up right up close to the wasp nest and just going...
Oh, my God.
And just burning them to the ground. Have a look. Have a look.
Hang on. Aren't the... Whoa, okay.
Does that not look like...
Number one, that wasp nest is huge.
Yeah.
Number two, is that not going to cause some problems? Like, we've killed all the wasps, but now our town's on fire.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
do they have another drone with a hose? Like, yeah,
maybe. Maybe they just bring buckets.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
But flame-throwing drone... to take care of these wasp nests, it sounds like an awesome, awesome thing to watch.
I feel like if you're a parent and your child is writing letters, just keep a lookout because you don't want Santa delivering fire-throwing drones this season.
Wake up fresh.
Daily.
Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
You know that I am sort of a true crime fan. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and read books and stuff like that. Not too many books nowadays, probably more the podcast variety. And I don't know, it's a weird thing that the human race has where it's like we just think it's just deplorable, disgusting and gross, but we just have an inkling that we want to hear about it.
True crime.
Yeah, it's a very weird thing. Mm. Anyway, the Zodiac Killer, you may remember a little bit about this one. It's from like 50 years ago. And in 2007, there was a movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and Robert Downey Jr. So here, it's called Zodiac, and here's a little bit of the movie.
The Zodiac Killer has come to San Francisco.
Greek. Morse code, astrological signs. This guy's used them all.
I like killing people because man is the most dangerous animal of all.
Pretty full on.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this infamous Zodiac killer has never been found.
No, but I mean, they could only really pin a handful of murders on him?
Well, yeah. So there was five known victims between December 1968 and October 1969. Two others survived the attacks, but the killer once claimed to have murdered 37 people. So it's been one of those things that's been out for this many years, and some of the letters that he used to send was to the San Francisco Chronicle, right? And the letters were all in code and no one could ever decipher them. Like some were in, just in English, and, you know, they were sort of threatening and they were sort of like game playing with the police
and
the newspapers and stuff like that. But there has now been an Australian decoder, right, a scientist that has decoded, helped to decode this message. So the 340 cipher was something that was sent through to the San Francisco Chronicle and it's never been able to be decoded. So this guy, his name is Samuel Blake, right? He's been recognised by the FBI as part of this team that managed to decipher this coded message. So that's pretty huge.
Yeah, very cool.
So it was Blake. Also, there were two other cryptologists and a University of Melbourne supercomputer. They call the supercomputer Spartan. Pretty cool.
Very cool.
Right? And so they cracked the code, and what they did was that they were searching. They tested more than 650,000 possible reading directions from the cipher, and it came up with nothing. Then they changed some things up and they found the word gas chamber.
Yeah.
And they thought, hang on, we've got something here. Apparently, they say that there was an error the Zodiac made in his diagonal enumeration.
Right.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
And once they figured that he'd made a bit of a mistake, they fixed the mistake and then it all came out.
Right? Okay.
So the letter they were hoping would say, because there was a rumour that in this letter, if whoever decoded it would find out who the Zodiac killer was.
The identity, yeah.
But it's not the case. It's just more taunts. The text of the letter reads, "I hope you were having lots of fun trying to catch me. That wasn't me on the TV show, which brings up a point about me. I'm not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner because I now have enough slaves to work for me where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise. So they are afraid of death. I'm not afraid because I know that my new life is life will be an easy one in paradise death." Whoa, baby.
Creepy, creepy.
Very creepy.
Yeah.
The FBI have released a tweet about it saying that we're aware that the Zodiac Killer's cipher was recently solved by private citizens. This is still an ongoing investigation.
Yep.
And a lot of, you know, victims and their families and everything, we're caring for them, so we're not saying anything more.
Amazing, though. Wow.
But wow, someone from an Australian scientist has decoded that after 50 years. That is a pretty big deal.
There's a couple of those cases from the 70s, 60s in America, those serial killers that are starting to be solved now, which is incredible.
Well, I know, and because changes in how they extract DNA and all this sort of stuff, it's just, it's a wild ride. So,
There'll be more to this story, that's for sure.
Oh, there will.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
A little while ago, I was saying to you that there's a brand new way that people are making houses for Christmas spirit this year. So we've got gingerbread houses.
Oh.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Right?
I see where this is going.
The
go on. Say it. You love it so much. But you can't say it, which is wonderful.
Chartatootsies? What are they? I don't know how to say
they
it.
They were a girl group in the 80s. What did you call it? Chartatootsies?
Okay.
That's what we tell Indy when she goes to the toilet.
What's it called?
It's a charcuterie board, mate.
Charcuterie boards.
Yes, you did it. Was that? I don't know.
Charcuterie boards.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
see? I just need you to start me off.
Okay.
Charcuteries.
Chartatootsie.
You've
chartatootsied your nappy.
So the car. I'm so scared that I'm going to swear when I accidentally. Okay. Charcuteries.
Yeah.
Board. Charcuterie or shooteries?
No, there's no E's. It's just charcuterie board.
So I told you that people are making. I'm just going to call them meat houses, right?
Okay.
Meat and cheese house.
Sounds heaps better.
I want to welcome you
over
to my meat and cheese house.
What?
Yeah. So I am suggesting it's our last week of the show together and I want to set us a little task. I want you and I to make meat houses.
Okay, so we did...
For Christmas.
We did say at some point, middle of the year, we're like, yeah, we'll do some sort of Christmas craft. And I was on board with that yeah. because it was 6 months away.
Yeah. And I knew that you'd be like, yes, she's forgotten.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm springing it on you today on air. Because I know otherwise you'd be like, oh, no, because, like, oh, I've got a child and I just, hey, where will I play Xbox?
Hang on.
Oh, God. No,
I can't play Xbox anyway, mate.
And then there's the bees next door and I don't know what's
happening. No, I'm getting a drone for those bees.
Yeah.
We learned about that earlier.
We did learn about that this morning.
Okay. So, sorry, so are we going to make one together? Is that?
No, no, no. I want you and I to have a meat house challenge. The Shantatootsie Christmas Challenge. Charcuterie Christmas Challenge.
Okay, hang on. So like Christmas gingerbread houses.
Yeah.
Imagine we were going to make gingerbread houses against each other. Is that what it but yes. with charcuterie.
But with meat and cheese.
So like prosciutto.
Yeah.
And mortadella.
Oh, yeah.
And mozzarella.
Yep, and sticks of bread.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, the bread sticks, what not the sticks of bread.
What are the balls that the
bocconcini?
Bocconcini,
yeah,
that kind of vibe.
And stuffed capsicum. Anyway, you and I are going to do this. Are you happy to do this? And then on Friday,
well, do I have a choice? You just
no, you
out,
don't
you
have
pulled
it. But
the
I just
contractually
want,
obliged card.
Yeah, well, you don't have a choice. I just want to make sure that you're not going to be like, oh yeah, me, 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 me. No. And I don't want one sticky cabana with like a googly eyes on it, and that's going to
yes,
be your.
Damn
no,
it.
I want you to actually commit to the meat house.
Okay.
I'm inviting you into my meat house,
so,
and I want you to take care while you're there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, but I need to. To bring my own, I need to construct my own meat house.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Well, we're going to need meat and cheese.
Yes, we will.
Structural integrity.
Structurally, like twiggy like, sticks.
Great, yeah.
Camembert, you know.
Toothpicks, I'm imagining a lot of toothpicks.
Yeah.
Who could, okay, we're going to need some help. God, I can't believe I'm doing this. 5223-2955 or hit us up on socials if you can help us get our hands on a whole heap of charcuterie.
Oh, you don't want to just bring your own? But you are such a TA.
Mate, this is work. Why would I pay for
it's
stuff
not
work, for work?
It's the joy of Christmas. Yeah, all right.
All right. Regardless of whether we pay for it or not, I need to know where to find it. Where's the good?
Where's the good stuff?
Where's the good stuff?
All right. Putting it out there.
You
but
would know. So you've
got
an advantage because
you're very
European.
Oh, yeah. I've got homemade stuff hanging in the laundry right now.
Oh, actually, the guy who lives behind me is drying meat all the time. I'll just jump the fence and get into whatever weird cage thing he's got there.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I won't. I might not get out again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want you to go in the meat house. I just want you to make a meat house.
We can be meat neighbours.
Chantouseries boards coming at you for Christmas.
Wake up fresh daily.
Wake up
fresh daily.